There is much hullabaloo about open season. We will spend lots of time on it and energy. Sponsors will deal with it. The government's going to spend millions of dollars getting out the word. People who are trying to get business from the federal workers and retirees will be courting them. You know, our plan is better than this plan, and HMO is better than a fee-for-service plan. But the thing that strikes me every year is the fact that this is like an event that you throw and nobody shows up. Only about 6 out of every 100 people in the program change plans from year to year. The vast majority of people stay with the plan they're in now, and they may have been in that plan for 10 or 20 or 30 years. And that's especially true of retirees, who could get, in many cases, much better financial deals and equally good coverage if they knew how to shop and if they would shop.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I could imagine for younger employees, it might just be a case of they're young and they don't think that they need health insurance. But for older federal employees that probably take much more advantage of their health insurance plans than younger ones do, is it similar to planning for retirement where you just put the money away and you think, okay, I should probably not touch this and therefore I'm just not going to think about it? Do they have, and that's just now their safety net in terms of health, and so they just stop thinking about it? Why do you think that is?
I think it's inertia. It's just people are afraid to make a change. They may be unhappy with their plan or not like some aspects of it, but they're just, for whatever reason, they just won't make a change. And if I can make a pitch here for health insurance, because a lot of people don't think of this. You know, you're a young guy. You're healthy, you're immortal, you're going to live forever. Well, wrong. You have just as good a chance of being hit by a bus as I do. Maybe better, you know. There are things that you do that are probably more dangerous than I am. So there is an accident standpoint. You are running some risks. And a lot of people don't think of that. A lot of people also, in Washington, it's very common for a federal worker to be married to a federal worker. We call that a non-mixed marriage in D.C., two feds being married. And a lot of them are looking at the dollars and cents angle only, and they say, you know, the kids are either grown or we don't have any, so why don't, Helen, you get a self-only plan, and I'll get a self-only plan, and that way our premiums will be slightly less than a family plan. Well, the problem with that logic is the catastrophic coverage and the deductible limit. And if you're both, for instance, in the same accident, you're in a car, a subway hits you or something, and you're both laid up, instead of paying a smaller deductible for a family plan, they would be paying two single deductibles. So that can be a cost. But the main reason that you get health insurance, that anybody gets it, should get it, is the catastrophic coverage. Catastrophic illness or an accident is the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States. It's number one. You know, medical bills. This is something that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare was looking to get at, was how many people are ruined by financially by an illness or an accident. So when you're looking at a health plan, that's why they call it insurance. You're looking for something that will minimize your maximum out-of-pocket costs. And if you can get one that will, no matter what happened to you, if you had the worst accident imaginable, or if you had a very dangerous disease, heart or cancer, something like that, your out-of-pocket costs might be limited to $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, as opposed to some plans where your out-of-pocket, your catastrophic limit goes up to like $16,000.
All right, so we've talked about reasons why people don't take advantage of open season. In the title of today's column, you say they sleepwalk through the process, but let's take a look at the flip side of the coin. What if someone is trying to take full advantage of open season? Say they're trying to make a good or a better decision with their health insurance options this time around. What are their options? What are the steps they need to take in order to do that?
Some of it's age-related, and some of it is location, some of it's risk aversion. But health maintenance organizations, HMOs, are a very good deal. They have minimal paperwork. They have minimal out-of-pocket costs. They've always been traditionally good at maternity and pediatric care. That's the upside of them. The downside of them is in some cases you're limited to a clinic or a specific group of doctors, and you might go to there and you might not see the same doctor two times in a row, or you might not regularly see them. The fee-for-service plans have become more like HMOs, and HMOs have become more like fee-for-service plans. So many of them, in the fee-for-service plan, one of the things you want to look at is what they call the PPO, and that's the preferred provider option. And what that means is I'll join GEHA, Blue Cross Standard, Mail Handlers, any of the various plans, and they will have a list of preferred doctors and practitioners. If you go to them, you're in good shape. If you go out of network, if you go to a doctor that's not on that list, you may wind up paying a whole lot more. But it's a matter of simple shopping. And for some people, you know, if you're young and healthy, accidents aside, you could probably get away with a very low fee, low cost health maintenance organization if you don't mind those. Now, a lot of young people prefer them. You know, there are some facilities, I believe Kaiser often has everything in one building, so you don't have to go to different doctors. It's like going to a hospital. You go there and the person you need is in that facility. And a lot of people like that. They like that sort of treatment, and they really like the lack of paperwork and the low premiums. Others can't stand that. They see it as managed care. They want to be able to, if they get really sick, they want to be able to go to the Mayo Clinic or something like that. So a lot of it is individual choice, some of its age, some of its location. Some parts of the country don't have any HMOs. But again, the main thing is consider the catastrophic coverage. Think about what would happen in a worst-case scenario if you got a horrible disease or were in a horrible, serious accident. Think about the catastrophic coverage. And if both of you work for the federal government, think very carefully before you get separate plans, self-only plans, unless perhaps the husband likes a fee-for-service plan and the wife may prefer an HMO. In that case, it makes perfect sense.
And actually, this might be a perfect year for people to take advantage of open season. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller reported earlier this week that some health insurance premiums in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program might be going up. And you actually talked about that a little bit on Your Turn this week with Tammy Flanagan.
Right. Yeah. And my example is the average depth of the Mississippi River is 4 feet. You know, and that does you no good whatsoever, because when you get in the 6 and 8 foot part, you can drown. And it's the same with these insurance averages. It's an average of the 7 largest plans in it, and the OPM uses one figure, and they say 3.2%. Others say if you look at the average premium for employees, retirees, it's going up 3.8%, but that's really nitpicking. The bottom line is you got to look at your plan or the several plans that you're interested in. Some are going up quite a bit. A couple, I think I saw two that were dropping a little bit. And again, premiums aren't everything by a long shot. Blue Cross Standard and Blue Cross Basic are very similar plans, but one costs a lot more than the other. And there are many people, particularly older people, retirees, who remain in the more expensive option year after year just because it's what they're used to. And they think a difference in something called basic versus something called standard, it makes a lot of difference, but oftentimes it doesn't. There also, you need to look at particular plan if it has a good prescription benefit coverage. If you're taking lots of prescription medicines, that can be a critical factor.